Today, we continue our look at the Mississippi Gulf Coast and how Hurricane Katrina is reshaping the economy there. Insurance costs and land values have soared since the storm, prompting a shortage of affordable housing and pushing smaller businesses off the beach. We're going to spend some time in the town of Passe Christiane, nestled on a scenic peninsula surrounded by water. My guide is longtime state representative Diane Peranich.
See, isn't this gorgeous?
Yes.
You can see the Mississippi Sound off in the distance.
Right. And some of these oak trees were here when Christopher Columbus landed.
We're under a canopy of oaks in War Memorial Park at the center of town. Virtually all of Passe Christiane was wiped out by Hurricane Katrina, but the park is back. There's a playground for children, picnic tables, a gazebo.
But the main thing is the debris's gone. Think how wonderful that is. You know, you can take a deep breath now and smell magnolias or jasmine or salt air.
A stretch of trailers lines the grounds.
So this has become the cultural center of the city and the home to our businesses.
The trailers house a sandwich shop, an insurance office, and the local bank, complete with a portable ATM out front. It's just across the street from the city's municipal complex, where City Hall, the police station, and other offices are also in temporary headquarters, a conglomeration of trailers and tents set up on what used to be the city tennis courts. Representative Peranich takes me inside a double-wide on the edge of the park. This is the library, which I learn has been the community hub since 1 month after the storm.
It was the heart of the community. It held us together.
She introduces me to two women waiting at a table amid the bookshelves.
My name is Sally James. I will be 69 years old this June and hopefully be in my house by that time. I'm a lifelong resident of Passe Christiane, and I've been with the library system 24 years.
I'm Alice Russell. I'm representing the Passe Christiane Chamber of Commerce. I am a former business owner, forced retirement. We owned one of the service stations right up on Scenic Drive that went for a swim, that we like to say. A lot of our stuff went for a swim.
Alice Russell's family has been in Passe Christiane for 100 years. Her father was a longtime city alderman. She lost a brother-in-law to Katrina. The Russells have owned several businesses, a nursery, a bait shop, and since 1978, the Russell Service Center, a full-service gas station and auto repair garage in what used to be the city's main business district on a bluff overlooking the beach. But the family is in a dispute with its insurance company and has decided not to rebuild.
Unfortunately, we weren't treated very kindly, so our type of business was very expensive because it's an environmentally affected business, see, being a garage and gasoline station. So we probably, that has a big bearing on it. The fact that my husband is 70 years old and to have to start completely over in that type of business, as a matter of fact, the children said, "Daddy, I think it's time y'all just did something else."
Other businesses have come back, but mostly on the northern edge of town. There's a laundromat, a gas station, a bookstore, a couple of restaurants, and two dollar stores. But still no Winn-Dixie.
We don't have grocery store in Passe Christiane yet. So the dollar stores have picked up the slack. You can go buy bread and milk and eggs and coffee and peanut butter and, you know, at a dollar store.
But on the beach and right downtown, signs of commerce are sparse.
The cost of insurance has played a big, big role in the delay of people making decisions to come back.
Librarian Sally James.
Passe Christiane businesses were mom, like Alice's, mom and pop businesses, except for Walmart. We had quaint little, as all little towns have, little restaurants. We also had 2 4-star restaurants. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Sally James is worried about the local tax base. Unlike towns further east, like Biloxi and Gulfport, Passe Christiane does not have any casinos or large shipyards within its borders. Its biggest revenue generators were the Walmart and Winn-Dixie, which are not back yet. She saw the town recover from Hurricane Camille in 1969, but wonders how it will come back from Katrina's hit.
I hope I live 10 years longer so that I can see Passe Christiane. It won't be the Passe Christiane even after Camille that Alice and Diane and I saw, because we came back as the small towns that we were after Camille. We'll see a new, I hope it won't be so far from the small community that we once knew, that we won't recognize it.
Well, how do you think you'll see that change? What do you think you'll see in 10 years?
Well, I hope I don't see too many high-rise condos. I'll tell you that right off the bat.
New condo projects are underway on other parts of the coast, where people who lost their homes to Katrina have sold to developers.
The thing I think that has most frightened me is that the condos that they're planning to build are so expensive, there's no one on this Gulf Coast that could afford to buy them. We need to work very hard not to have our coastline become the California coastline or the Miami coastline, for goodness sakes.
These women don't want to see their small town way of life disappear as the coast recovers. Back at War Memorial Park, State Representative Diane Peranich is hungry to share some of that local culture with me.
There were many things you would do when you would come home if you were away, but you weren't officially home until you hugged your mother and had a roast beef po' boy from Pirate's Cove.
Pirate's Cove was a spacious beachfront restaurant that had been a fixture here for 25 years. Now it takes orders through the window of a 12 by 24 trailer in the park.
We're going to have a roast beef po' boy so you'll know whereof I speak.
Hi, hey,
may I have four roast beef po' boys?
You sure
dressed
can.
Dressed with gravy on the side and four Barks root beers open.
I step inside to speak with the owner, Mike LaMarca.
One day we'll get built back, not on the beachfront, but we are looking to get back, built back here in Pass Christian.
What's been the problem with trying to build back?
Really the cost. I mean, the cost of land, having to start from ground up, buying a piece of land and then putting a building on it and then equipping it and such as that for a sandwich shop. You know, it's we're not a big corporation that can overcome big prices.
Would like a cheeseburger. And some chips.
There's a steady stream of customers on this weekday afternoon.
We do good for being downsized. Business has totally changed. We're kind of isolated. Past Christiana is sort of isolated. And so there's only a couple businesses open down here. So I'm learning that since the hurricane that the delivery companies, they don't come down here as many times as they used to. That's really been a big difference in taking care of business these days, you know.
LaMarca is searching for a permanent location now, but is a bit taken aback by the prices. One possibility is a new project in the works for a five-story development that will include shops below condominiums. It's called Harbortown and is being built as part of Mississippi's Smart Growth Plan. Diane Peranich hopes that's not just new lingo for turning this little town into an overpriced beach resort.
My concern is I want to see the same faces I have always seen. You know, while we grow and expand and the prosperity that would possibly come, I don't want it to come at the expense of those that are here. We had little shotgun houses for years. I don't want them displaced by what some may consider as progress or smart growth. We can have the best of both worlds, but we cannot have the largest transfer of property since the Great Depression.
Despite her concerns, as Diane Peranich looks out over the trees in War Memorial Park, she has faith Pass Christiane will survive.
But you see, they took a terrible beating, these magnificent oaks, but they didn't go over. Maybe we're like oak trees. We certainly are a people that endure.